a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the midnight rider.
Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. It's Monday night. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard to the broadcast tonight. So glad you're with us. Open lines tonight. I don't know that we're going to have any guests this week. Kind of a funky week. Everybody I've contacted this week to be on the show is hither and yon. So I doubt we'll have any guests this week, but it's open lines. And I Wednesday night, Thursday night we'll be off. I'm not sure yet about the network schedule for Friday, but Thursday night we will be off. Wednesday night we might do a show just about giving some thanks, you know, for what we do have. And, you know, so often we kind of sit around and we mope and groan and just get madder than hell about what's going on in this country, and rightfully so. But yeah, I think Wednesday night we'll just kind of sit back and give thanks a little bit and think about the good things that we do have. What's left of America, what America used to be, and how we can get it back. And just, I've had a crazy, crazy day today, and suddenly I actually thought about a rebroadcast, but I thought, no. Let's get on here and let's get some information out. I am not in either chat room tonight. My little network that I have, Truth Net Radio, we had like a catastrophic failure regarding one of our machines and one of our computers that actually does the streaming. And so I've been in here all night pulling my hair out thinking, how am I going to do this broadcast tonight? And so we did some other broadcasts. We got this one going, and so we're here. Glad to be here. And a part of your night, and I'm so glad that you're with us. And if you'd like to join us tonight on the telephone, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff to talk about. This guy down in Houston that took care of a couple burglars, a story about him. Ron Paul, Alex Jones commissioned a Zogby poll. And Ron Paul is like running. He's like a runaway winner in these polls, which I think is very, very cool. And very, very cool. Michael, I think your microphone is on, by the way. I hear a bunch of beat moving around and stuff in the background. Very, very cool. And they're up over 8.6 million for the quarter in donations. We get the big Tea Party 07 coming up on the 16th and 17th of December. $10 million is what they're trying to raise. Over 17,000 folks have signed up so far at the teaparty07.com website. So if you haven't done so yet and you're in a position to give 100 on the 16th of December, please go and put your information in there, an email address. Basically, all that you get out of that is you get updates as to how many folks have signed up. It's kind of cool. And, I mean, they don't spam you or anything like that. So we're going to do this again. And the funny thing is Barack Obama's campaign tried this very same thing back on the 16th of this month. And it failed abysmally. They were trying to raise $5 million in 24 hours. They raised a grand total of $4,650 out of 72 donors. We'll come back in just a minute. Dig into the news, take some calls. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
A new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
A new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny.
Oh, this night just gets fun. More and more fun. Welcome back to the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, as always, and also on KU Satellite. I'm still amazed and marvel at the technology. 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth in geosynchronous orbit. Man, it's all incredible. Beaming down a message of freedom, truth, and liberty right there. Boom, poof. Right to all across the entire North American continent, practically. And then to everybody listening on low-power FM stations across the country, thank you for tuning in tonight. And thank you to all the micro-broadcast operators that are out there operating these low-power FMs all over the country. And I keep hearing of more and more and more coming online, which is very, very cool. I like that a lot. I still say that is the way to get this information out there to people. In short order, I mean just a you talk about an info bomb. That's a micro broadcast FM station, and I know guys are just getting them up with a watt and then adding their amplifiers out later as they get more money. You know, it's just important we get these bad boys going. I mean, cooking all over the country, and I keep hearing reports from people that they're going to be adding theirs and putting them up and. Very, very cool. As a matter of fact, if you are thinking about putting a micro up, I'd love to hear about it. Or you got one up. Let me know. I'd love to know where, you know, that you're up and that you're running and that you're there, you can send an email to me at mike@midnightridershow.com. That is mike@midnightridershow.com. Then feel more than free to drop a note if you've got comments, suggestions, whatever, about the program. We would absolutely love to hear from you anytime, anywhere, any place. And a lot of interesting news. I did get a funny picture. A two-story outhouse. It's supposed to be the new Minnesota State Capitol. Politicians on the top floor and the voters on the bottom. I need to try to post that picture. I laughed. I laughed for about 10 minutes last night looking at that picture. It was really great. And I can't remember who sent it to me, but, oh, man, it was funny. Funny stuff. But you see this little outhouse, you know, just a typical little outhouse, two-story. And let's go quickly to the telephone. John in Iowa, welcome to the program. You are on the Midnight Rider, sir.
How are you?
I am well, and you?
I'm still here.
There you go. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's been on my mind for the past couple of days. I've heard Alex talk about it, you know, this Glenn Beck and I don't remember which one or if both of them had said it that was equating the founding fathers with terrorists. I've been really very reluctant to go onto YouTube and search out the exact statement because I guess I just don't want to hear it. I guess part of me wants to pretend that maybe it's just something being made up, but I don't know. Have you actually seen that, or what was the context of that statement?
Yeah, I've seen the Glenn Beck video where he's talking about how Ron Paul goes and raises $4.2 million in a day, and they use the info, the money bomb, as they call it. And because it was held on the 5th of November, they talk about Guy Fawkes and the fact that he was a terrorist trying to kill King James I back in the 17th century and trying to equate Ron Paul supporters as terrorist. Glenn Beck says, oh, it's okay if you raise $4.2 million in one day just as long as you're not setting off bombs and stuff. I mean, it's designed to equate us with Looney Tunes and kooks and people in the fringe. The problem is, John, that's all they have. They can't take Ron Paul on the issues. And so this is the type of stuff that they're gonna have to spout. The problem is the very timing of these type of statements from people like Beck and people like O'Reilly, is you've got this H.R. 1955, which passed the House overwhelmingly, which is now sitting in the Senate, and the person whose committee it's sitting in is none other than Joe Lieberman, who's basically Bush's buddy, and most people are expecting this to pass handily in the Senate and go straight to the to the president's desk, where he will, I would imagine, will most gladly sign this piece of legislation into law. And essentially what 1955 does is it sets up these McCarthy-type commissions to determine what's homegrown terrorism and what isn't. And for me, the thing that would be most sad is that if ideas and thought and the ability to speak, if that is considered terrorism, then, man, we're done. I mean, we're absolutely toast. But we've seen, as the months have progressed, especially this year, this stuff has moved forward at lightning speed. You know, you hear Beck talk about the North American Union, all that kind of stuff on his show, and the next minute he's talking about how, you know, people who support Ron Paul are terrorists. And then he reads letters from people who are wearing tinfoil hats and have a serious need for some medication. That, you know, the right the guy going, you're going down, dude. You're going to take you out. You're going to hang you for treason. And that doesn't do any good, because, of course, that's the first thing these people are going to read. You know, they're going to put this type of stuff on there. So this is what we're telling you. This proves our point. But I think there's a whole movement afoot, John, to try to silence Ron Paul's message, because they understand He is literally the only guy that stands a chance against Hillary.
I was wondering, could you comment on, I don't know in your area what's been going on, but I've been seeing kind of in my area and then here in a couple other places where people are being charged with rioting in situations where it would just be destruction of property or disorderly conduct. It almost sounds like they're sort of laying a foundation there to characterize protesters as rioters or people committing violence.
Yeah, where I'm at in Oklahoma, I've not heard that happening. But then again, ever since the Murrah bombing here, we've been like numb as far as activism and stuff is concerned. It's getting better slowly. But I'm not hurting any of that. I mean, we had, it was the centennial, last week in Oklahoma, the 100-year birthday of Oklahoma being a state. 200 Native Americans went out and protested. And for the most part, I think they were left alone. And we've not heard any of that, but I'm not surprised by that. Because again, the idea is to stifle dissent. And the vast majority of people are afraid of going to jail. And don't want to be hanging 10, you know, in the county lockup, you know, to try to fight for their lives. Because, again, you don't know if you're going to be granted habeas corpus because of the Military Commissions Act. Are you going to be named in an enemy combatant? How is it all going to work out? And so a lot of people are afraid of that, and that will certainly go to stifle dissent, which is even more important that we see Ron Paul elected. I mean, I think this is... John, this is our last chance to save this country at the ballot box. If not, it'll be cartridge box time, and that's not going to be pretty.
No, definitely not. I definitely pray for a peaceful resolution to these issues, but I don't know. There's too many greedy individuals clamoring for power. Just makes me wonder.
That there is, and it seems like to me like there's some infighting in between these elite, for lack of a better term, I prefer to call them scum, where you know they're all trying to decide the direction this is going to go. Plus, I think we've had enough of an effect on them that they're having to change their plan a little bit. They're actually having to speed things up.
You know, I think a better term for them would be pseudo elite.
The pseudo elite, yeah, exactly. You know, because they have the air of it, but in reality, you're not. All psychopaths and sociopaths are one. But I think they're speeding things up because they realize that we have had some effect. You know, Americans stopped this immigration bill earlier in the year by just plastering Congress's phones with tirades of saying, no, you're not going to do this. This is draw the line here. Problem is, I think we're going to do that all the time. Just to kind of slow them down even more, and plus people like We Are Change getting in their face. I think that scares people like David Rockefeller and these others to death because I mean, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes the peasantry to come down and speak to me in a way that's not proper for someone of my stature. You know, so I think that you know we've made some effect. I think they're trying to push legislation and things through to demonize us, to make us ugly, and eventually to put us away. I mean, this is how it all starts. It starts slowly and then builds to a crescendo. And when go ahead.
You know, one thing I've noticed is that there's been this kind of disbelief among people that I've talked to, mm-hmm. especially about this one thing I like to bring up to people, which is that I was at a protest in D.C., and they had, along the protest route, was really long protest route was a cop like every 3 feet lining
right.
both sides of the street, and people just don't believe it. There's like, oh, there's not enough cops for that. No, there's no way. They refuse to believe that.
Yeah, they just keep bringing them in. I mean, they can deputize and sign anybody up and stick a gun in their hand or put something like Blackwater out on the street and literally everywhere. I mean, you know, you've got people arrested for reading the Constitution in public. I mean, my gosh, this is America. That's the founding document. John, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Back with more in just a minute. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us tonight. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 on this Monday night, November the 19th, 2007. And the last thing we were talking with John in Iowa about the whole idea of dissent and how protesters are being labeled as rioters and the like. Fox and Friends, this Brian Kilmeade, who's just a total idiot. They show video of a protester, a Code Pink protester, at an event where Hillary Rodham Clinton is speaking. And, of course, he's ushered out and all that, and Kilmeade is calling for this guy to be tased. Now take a listen to this clip.
The Senate. Were you invited to speak here this afternoon?
Hold on, let me re-rack this clip here. Listen to what they say. And because I had something said completely wrong because I'm an idiot. Okay, here we go. Here's the clip.
Saturday night, Hillary Clinton was heckled by a code pink anti-war demonstrator. You know, what's up with these people? I thought that they favored the Democrats.
You sound a little like Seinfeld when you said that. What's with these people?
It wouldn't be because I watched any of the shows recently, unfortunately, because he's not on the air anymore. But anyway, this anti-protester shouts out to Hillary. I don't understand why they go up against the Democrats. Didn't this happen to President Clinton recently as well?
Yeah, it did. It happened to a lot of them. And she was one of the three candidates who responded to the invitation to go out to Los Angeles and give their policy on global warming. Here is the heckle as it happened.
Get done through the Senate. Were you invited to speak here this afternoon?
I got to stop there right now. Were you invited to speak here this afternoon? Again, how dare you speak to me in those terms? I am the elite. I, Hillary Rodham Clinton, was invited down here to speak. How dare you talk to me in those terms? On with the tape.
Anyway, as I was saying, we need to elect more Democrats because our obstacle to getting anything through the Congress is the filibuster rule in the Senate. That means we've got to get...
She should just have stopped talking because nobody's listening at this point. They're all watching as that man surrounded...
They should tase this guy.
...taken outside, handcuffed. Why would they tase him? He's not resisting arrest.
Yes, he is.
Then he was put in a car. It is not, however, clear if arrested. What I find interesting about the Code Pink people is, for instance...
I find something interesting about them.
Well, yeah. At these, the Senate and House committee hearings when they have... somebody's going to talk in front of a group of people. And the people who are wearing the shirts that say Code Pink on them, you can pretty much count on them at some point standing up and heckling. I mean, look at Condi Rice a couple of
weeks
ago.
Bill Clinton, too,
yeah.
and John Kerry. They're going after everybody. And here's the thing. I mean, where do they get off doing this, and why do they think they're going to continue to be politely escorted out? At one point, with security so high and tensions on edge, don't you think they're going to get, at the very least, tased or beaten to a pulp by somebody who goes... These people look threatening. They don't look threatening.
What I found interesting is that you were in favor of the tase for this, but when we talked about the Florida guy, you were not in favor, and he was much more unruly than this guy.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, that guy.
Don't tase me.
You know what?
I didn't do it wrong.
But he told him not to tase him. I remember. Can we hear that again?
Well, then don't do it.
So if somebody asks to not be tased, they should be tased.
Wait a second. See, I thought he was leaving. Then I saw him kick the door and repel himself backwards.
He was resisting arrest.
Right.
Repeatedly.
But I would be for tasing anyone in the cold
pink.
You would.
All right.
I'm pro-pink tasing.
What an idiot. I'm pro-pink tasing. I mean, it is the First Amendment, you idiot, you fool, you little sycophant. This is the type of stuff that they're going to keep fostering until somebody does get hurt. Somebody exercising their First Amendment right stands up, says something, as is the right of every American to get up and heckle and to say stuff. I mean, where is it written, thou shalt not heckle Hillary as she speaks? I mean, this is supposed to be America with a C, not America with a K. And people like Kilmeade, people like Beck, people like O'Reilly, people like Hannity, all should be ashamed of themselves for acting in this manner, because I guess there's just so many zeros flowing behind it that they just can't help themselves. I mean, shoot, Shepard Smith, Fox News sycophant, $7 million contract. This is a guy that couldn't report his way out of a paper bag for the most part. $7 million. And folks, this is going to continue. It's going to continue to escalate. It's going to continue to get worse because people in this country are upset. People in this country are mad. And more are wanting to change. And you've got a whole cadre of people like these Kilmeade folks and Beck and O'Reilly and others that don't want to see any changes. They want the big government. They want the big spending and more. Bottom of the hour, we'll come back and talk with Clarence in Oklahoma. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
The truth never sleeps. The truth never rests. It's a 24-hour thing, and that's why we're here late at night on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network to bring you the message of liberty, truth, and freedom. And it is my honor and my pleasure to be here to do just that. Let's go back to the telephone. Clarence in Oklahoma, you are on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah, how's it going, Mike?
It's going great. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I'm probably not far from you here. I'll go ahead and give it. I don't care. They can track anything they want to.
Sure.
I'm in Del City.
Oh, no kidding. I went to high school in Del City.
Yeah. I graduated from Crooked Oak.
No kidding. I went to kindergarten in Crooked Oak, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So we've tromped the same halls, I'm sure.
Yeah. And we're probably, it sounds like we're about the same age, too, because the great school I went to doesn't even exist anymore. It's all
no kidding.
Yeah. But I love your show. I love the way it started out. It's great. And you know, I can talk to some things that here have to do locally, but also have to have national implications.
Right. We'll go right ahead.
I'm going to tell you something about county sheriff. I'm not going to name any names, but you know who our county sheriff is.
I do indeed, yes.
He's got this stamp program, and I forget exactly what it stands for, but I wrote a letter to the local, the Daily Rag here. They're going to start, he said, well, just get used to it. Every weekend, we're going to start stopping people. They'll set up roadblocks at about 8 or 9 different locations. And they'll be checking everyone. I say they're sobriety checkpoints. I wrote a letter to the Oklahoman, and they never would print it. But I told them, I said, this is a fiction, is what they're doing. This is a violation of the Fourth Amendment dead out.
Sure it is.
And I know they probably got, with the Supreme Court they have now, they'd probably uphold this. Because it's fascism is what it is.
Indeed
this
it is.
This is your papers, please, type of deal. And any time, I'll give you a little bit of my background. And yeah, they can go ahead, whoever's listening on the internet or it's on a short way, I don't care. I'm retired. I retired about a year ago from, you're well aware of Tinker Air Force Base.
I am indeed, yes.
And I did spend 32 years out there and then 3 years in the Air Force before that. So that was 35 years. Been retired a year. First 3 years, when I was in the Air Force, I was in what they call the security police.
Right.
And I went through that training. Then I went into the, I got hired on at Tinker as a Department of Defense police officer. They're no longer there. They were civil service. They use contractors now. And, but at the time, I got sent, I was one of the last ones they ever sent to the Oklahoma City Police Academy. This is in the early 80s. This is 81.
Right.
When you remember when Ronald Reagan, you know, got, I mean, I remember I came home one day, my dad living here, and we saw the deal where they shot Reagan.
Yep, I remember the video
They stopped the whole class and came in and told us about it. Well, I tell you one thing I did learn about that, being in law enforcement, federal and, you know, even, I didn't, it was not required of us to be state certified. We were a federal, you know. But it was one of those things that looks good on your resume, you know.
Sure, so, yeah.
They sent me there. And so, anyway, we saw all that. And I got to thinking about the whole thing, you know, about the Reagan thing and this whole thing, you know. We got this sheriff here who's put his deputies in black uniforms. That's not what they wore black back then. Black then, yeah. That's not what they wore back then. They, you know, and there was very few uniformed deputies. But he's got them out on the streets, and he's got them in black uniforms. And I have a friend of mine who's a political consultant. He's wondered, why would they put them in black uniforms? I've been around it long enough, I know why. It's to intimidate people.
Sure it is.
The SS wore black uniforms. The only thing that probably needs a little black, little lightning bolts, you know, on the sleeve, on the collars or whatever. But I won't say that because, well, I don't want John coming after me here. But the thing about it is, I wrote this letter and what I told them in the letter, and they wouldn't, and of course, the Daily Disappointment's not going to write that letter, or not going to print that letter, rather. They will, you know, as it's buried now. I tell you what, I told them in there in no uncertain terms. This is one thing I learned when I went through the actual Oklahoma City Police Academy. I learned more police work there than I ever learned in the federal side, you know.
Yeah.
What it's actually about. Number one, any free citizen. And they actually taught us the Constitution back then. I don't know what they teach now, but they taught us what. They said, look, there's constitutional rights. You violate someone's constitutional rights. They said, the FBI will investigate you. You'll be on, you know, they'll look at you, and if you violate someone's, they call them civil rights, but right. Constitutional rights, they'll arrest you if, you know, if they get probable cause. apparently that thinking's all gone now. The sheriff can run out here now and stop a regular citizen who is going about their normal business, a free citizen, and then I don't care, you know, if they, and if you try to go around one of the roadblocks, they'll go grab you.
Right.
So that right there is illegal right there, because, look, you're a law-abiding citizen. You're trying to go about your business. Anytime they stop you, in the eyes of the law, at least I was taught back then, that is an arrest.
Right.
That is legally an arrest. And if they're going to start doing that and the papers please thing, that tells me we're not living in the country that I pledged allegiance to and grew up in at East Oak Terrace over here.
Well, I mean, you know, they're essentially trying to eliminate the right to travel. And unless you have the proper papers and you have the proper, proper seals and designation, you can't go anywhere. I mean, they're already talking now about people from Canada, when they come over to visit here, having to have an RFID driver's license.
Yeah, sure.
And you got Comrade Chertoff, the dual American Israeli citizen, the head of Homeland Security, who thinks this is a great grand idea, and they're going to try to push it for Americans with this real ID, which now they've had to put off again, I think, till at least 2009, maybe 2010. Because thank God the states are saying, we're not doing this. You're nuts.
You know, yeah, you're right. And let me tell you, one of the first states that did it is the one we're sitting in right now.
Yeah, Oklahoma was one of the first that said, we're not doing this.
So we're not going to do that, but it's an unfunded mandate.
Right.
The federal government says, you're going to do it, it's going to cost them, I don't know how many millions of dollars if they do it. And that the money's irrelevant. It's the fact that it's a constitutional issue about what freedom is about.
Yeah,
and are we free citizens or are we not free citizens? Let me tell you something I read in the Oklahoma Gazette. I got the latest issue. There's a lady in there, and you need to open up the latest issue of it. And she's in there, and she is a representative of the NAFTA corridor. But she says there's no such thing as a NAFTA corridor. I've even had... our representatives and senators tell us that.
Right.
No such thing as an NAFTA corridor. I talked to my local representative from my city here in the state legislature. He said they passed a law saying Oklahoma says, no corridor through here.
Right.
If Texas wants to have it, they can find that's fine. Red River, that's where it stops. And I was so proud of that man. A party doesn't matter. He did it with a Republican. He's a Democrat and a Republican. They both wrote the law together. They also said, nope, no Real ID Act. They got together on that, both parties. So I'll say one thing about this state. At least there's some kind of place where there's the old-fashioned constitutionalism.
Yeah.
Of our founding fathers is still, there's still echoes here, and it's still alive to a great extent.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm glad of that, Clarence. I so appreciate your call. I've got others holding. Got to move on.
Okay,
but thanks for calling. And Del City, first time I've had anybody on the show call from Del City. So hot dog, my old stomping grounds. Was over there just the other day, eating some good Chinese food. There's a great Chinese place. Clarence, if you're still listening on 29th Street, they're around Vicky Drive, a good place, good eating. Richard in Texas, welcome to the program. You're on, sir. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, I'm glad you could take my call. I'm usually not up this late. I just left Dave Von Kleist's show. He's here in Austin, and I didn't get a chance to ask him a question, so I'll ask you if you let me.
Okay, sure.
I understand how they have the churches under control, the 501c3, even though I don't understand why they would give up their God for some money, but I can understand why the military is scared and quiet. They don't want to lose their pension or whatever. They're just humble servants to the masters. But why is it the third world Orthodox Muslim nations aren't calling a major press conference and exposing 9/11. I'm sure they know by now it was an inside job, and it's an embarrassment, to say the least, you know, and it's making them the villain. So why haven't the Muslim nations, in your opinion, why haven't they stepped forward? And like a couple of months ago, I'm sure you're familiar with it, Fidel tried to announce it, but he disappeared after he said it was a grand deception by the United States, but right. then he pulled back. So why do you think the Muslim nations haven't came together? You know, I know maybe one of them step out, they'll probably get blown up or threatened. Why do you think they haven't come out as a consortium or whatever? There's got to be a reason for their silence.
Yeah, you know, Richard, initially after 9/11 they did, and you know, called for peace and that type of thing. But as far as calling, saying that this was an inside job, none of them have, and I think you're right. I think that might go a long way. If you're saying, hey, look, you know, you're out here trying to kill us, and we've done nothing to you. Here's the evidence. I mean, and you know, right in front of you, go take a look at it, because it ain't us. Leave us alone. Let us be. Let us be happy. I think that would go a long way, but I don't know why they've not done that. I don't know why, you know, Richard, why the government won't answer simple questions like with the flight data recorder information from Flight 77. Why is it too dang high? I mean, answer these stupid, simple questions that people have. Is there a mistake in the tape? Or what is it? I mean, you know, at least give us an answer. This 9/11 whitewash commission that we had was absolutely a fake and a fraud. I mean, it wouldn't address the real issues. I mean, you've got a criminal and Rudy Giuliani sitting there talking about all his noble efforts when, in fact, he sabotaged the firemen and the policemen by giving them radios that wouldn't work.
Why do you think the firemen and police would have? See, there's certain groups that I just don't understand why they're. I understand why Rudy Giuliani is playing his role. He's part of the New yeah. World Mason criminal, Illuminati, whatever. But what's the reason for the police? Half their friends are dead. Half the firemen's friends are dead. They have a death sentence. Their lungs are exploding on them. Their families are so why haven't they got together in mass? I hate to bring up Farrakhan all the time, but he organized a million black men or somewhere near that for
right.
far less a greater cause and marched on D.C. How come New Yorkers, they say that's the biggest, baddest city in the United States, fearless, but you can't get them to get together and do a major march. I'm not talking about 100,000. I'm talking about a million, you know, make us, they're just not loud enough, you know. I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, I don't either why more aren't speaking up. I do know there's a group of firefighters and families of victims from 9/11 that are in the process of, yeah, I've set up an organization to basically try to take Giuliani out. But again, you come back to the question, why don't they stand up and say, hey, it's an inside job? But you go back to the fact, hey, they've got those pensions that they're worried about.
If you're not going to collect the pension because the dollar's failing, I mean, they're blowing out all the pension plans anyway. So unless we destroy the New World Order in the fashion that you're doing it, and Dave Von Kleist and Alex, and I mean, I don't understand this looking for a payment at the end other than complete destruction of the New World Order. There is no payment outside of that, as far as I'm concerned. And so
right.
for the Muslim nations to be sitting quiet and maybe feeling like they'll be hit next after Iran, I don't understand that position. Because,
well, you know, it's that old paradigm where you like my mom and dad sat and worked at I know my mom in her case especially, sat and worked at a job she hated for over 20 years. Finally got old enough to retire and she left. But what they used to be taught was that you go in, you put in your time, you do your 25 or 30 or however long, and you get your pension as a thank you and for all your, you know, for all your labors, and that's what you live the rest of life on. And that's what people are worried about. They're worried about insurance and pension and things like that, and they will put that above saving this country. I wish it was the other way around, but it's not.
Now, I understand that from the everyday workman's position here, but when you're talking about Muslim leaders, I'm talking about Ahmad Ahmadinejad or however you say his name, and the Syrian leaders, and
right.
all the, you know, all the other Islamic nations, what are they sitting quiet for? I mean, I can understand your mom's position. But what are these? I mean, they've got to see, have seen that map that Dick Cheney laid out. You know, we're going to hit Iraq first, then Iran, then Syria, and blah, 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 break up the... Surely they know the plan, so why are they sitting there acting like, well, if I just sit there quiet, they'll... I mean, we might be able to stop this thing before they get there, but because of you guys' work, you know. But I don't understand the whole Muslim community, Farrakhan and all the rest of them phony balonies. How come they haven't announced something? I shouldn't mention Farrakhan. I know he's a phony. But I'm talking about the real hardcore Muslim world community. They're just not doing anything. It's like I see them on C-SPAN. I see them on, you know, but they're pretty much defending the New World Order's position and making excuses for the Islamo-fascist creation.
Yeah, and that whole term, Islamo-fascist, is an oxymoron anyway. How are guys in living in caves fascist? I mean, just the very definition of fascism, you know, is totally wrong. Richard, I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, you have a great night. We'll be back in a minute. Scott in Tennessee around the corner. He is waiting in the on-deck circle. This is the Midnight Rider. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us. Again, I'm not in either chat room tonight. We had a major computer failure, and I've got everything rigged here 8 ways to Sunday. Just to be with you tonight. So, Because I operate out of a full studio, and sometimes the more complex the stuff gets, the worse it is when something breaks, and that's the case tonight. So I'm not in any of the chat room, but hopefully the discussions are going well. The chat room's open at republicbroadcasting.org, and also you can get it to the chat room through truthnetradio.com as well. So two chat rooms open, and good conversations, I'm sure, taking place as we speak. Scott in Tennessee, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on.
Yes, I walked into your program, you know, in the middle, and I heard a little bit about privacy. And we got a little thing going on here in Tennessee. It started about, I don't know, about 4 months ago, and you got to show your ID to buy beer, regardless right. of your age. It's I guess it's a target to underage drinking, but you know how that goes.
No, again, what it, you know, that's what they'll say, but again, it's one of those things where it just as Clarence was talking about earlier in the program, it's show your papers, please.
Well, I'm curious as to if this is maybe some kind of data mining, you know, because I just had my driver's license renewed here about in May, and you know, it's got the barcode on the back and the magnetic strip in the back.
Now, do they scan your driver's license when you go to buy beer?
Well, what they're doing is they the chain stores want to have your birth date, day, month, and year.
Right.
And I'm just curious, you know, if anybody out here in Tennessee knows, you know, what if there's anything else behind this besides underage drinking, because the law doesn't cover wine or spirits. And
I think it's one of those, you know, they'll come out and say it's against underage drinking. A couple of the grocery stores here where I'm at in Oklahoma, when you go to buy beer or cigarettes, they have a little thing that pops up now that asks that you have to put in your date of birth, and they actually require you to put it in, which puts that into a database so they know what ages are buying beer, and it gives them extra marketing information, and they'll know how much you spent,
right,
and all the other items that you bought.
Exactly, and if you're in a, I mean, I don't know that it's happening yet, but I've seen a 2-hour show on CNB, whatever it was last night on CNBC, I think, about Big Brother, Big Business. And, you know, that really woke me up. Of course, I stepped out of the fog. I've been listening to RBN about a year and a half now. And, but, you know, this thing with the, you know, with the beer, it don't make any sense to me because, you know, if I can remember back when I was 18 and, usually there was somebody leading the pack a little bit older that took care of everything.
Exactly, yeah.
And then pretty much the way it goes now. You know somebody that's a couple of years older than you.
Sure.
And I've been on a couple of jobs before where, you know, you got your time card in your pocket, your billfold. You don't even have to clock in. All you got to do is walk through the gate.
Right.
Couldn't that apply to driver's license, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's possible. That's one of the things they're wanting to move to. Scott, is this RFID stuff? I mean, where you pass through a scanner. They're even talking about, you know, totally cashless society where you don't even have to, you know, slip a card in or anything. I mean, they're eventually wanting to have it implanted inside your arm, your shoulder, or wherever. I appreciate the call. Time for a quick break. Back with more. We'll be back in 70 seconds. It's the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. With